Clean. Clear.
With video of a babbling brook, a TV commercial is asking Ohioans to vote yes on this ballot issue. If passed, it would give Ohio the green light to borrow $400 million and spend it two ways. First, helping communities buy land for parks, nature preserves, bikeways, and walking trails. And second, paying to clean up the polluted industrial sites called brownfields. State legislators are the ones who put the plan onto the ballot, and it also has the backing of several activist groups. For example, the National Wildlife Federation, the League of Ohio Sportsmen, and the Ohio Environmental Council. Jack Shaner speaks for the council.
If ever there was a state that needed an environmental cleanup program, it's the state of Ohio. We rank near the bottom in public access to public lands. We're third in the nation for toxic releases. Only a little more than half of our rivers and streams are fishable and swimmable. You know, it's $400 million before the voters this fall. We probably need more like $4 billion.
Just about every Ohio environmental group likes half of the ballot issue, the green space part. But on the brownfields part, there's disagreement. The Ohio Sierra Club is calling for a no vote on the whole package because it worries that the way future brownfields will be cleaned up is the same way they've been cleaned up in the past. Sierra Club leader Mark Conti says there are two drawbacks that muddy the waters.
A lot of times with brownfield projects in that program, the public is not notified that a cleanup's going to take place or how the cleanup will take place, nor is there a chance for the public to comment on how that cleanup takes place. In a lot of cases, there are weakened cleanup standards. For example, in some sites, the redevelopment doesn't have to clean up the groundwater contamination that might be in the site.
Another major environmental group is also opposed to the ballot issue. Citizen Action often sees the Ohio EPA as an ally of polluting industries. So the environmental activists don't trust the state EPA to do the cleanups right. Sandy Buchanan heads the Ohio group.
We are very concerned that the money that taxpayers are being asked to spend will be used to try to put a coat of whitewash over the Ohio EPA, which is an agency that is suffering from dry rot, an agency that has serious enforcement problems, particularly in the brownfields cleanup area, which this money is supposedly going to go for.
The Environmental Council agrees with Citizen Action that the Ohio EPA could do a better job, but that's why the council's Jack Shaner says voters should approve the ballot issue, not reject it.
The more you have idle, abandoned, old, former industrial sites, contaminated sites, dotting the inner city, the more and more it's going to push sprawl out in the countryside, eat up that valuable farmland. So it makes sense to redevelop the inner city. Ohio's current program is not a good one. It's not effective. Even businesses don't use it. We've got to roll up our sleeves. We've got to fix that program, but it's going to take not only a fix, it's going to take money.
Unlike critics of the ballot issue, the Environmental Council and other backers have some big names and the money to publicize their side of the story. In fact, two of Ohio's most popular politicians are leading the Vote Yes drive. Governor Bob Taft, a Republican, and former Senator John Glenn, a Democrat. The issue also has the support of Ohio manufacturers. Greg Vergamani helps lead their trade association. He says cleaning up brownfields will open up cheaper inner-city sites for industry.
The upfront costs would be a lot less. Instead of going out, buying land, building new manufacturing plants, they can go into a spot that's already has some structure there, and as long as it's a clean site, I can see some economic growth there.
While Ohio's environmental movement is split over whether this ballot issue merits support, it appears it'll pass. Jack Shaner of the Environmental Council says it's about the best thing environmental activists can realistically expect from state government.
If we are to wait for every jot and tittle to be squared away and the perfect plan crafted, we'll be into the 22nd century. We can't afford to wait.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in